Psalm 101, A House Fit for the Holy King. Yesterday, Psalm 100 brought us through the gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 101 asks what kind of life can live inside those gates. It is one of the strangest royal texts in the ancient world. Assyrian kings carved their victories into stone. David sings about governing his eyes, his table, his speech, and his household. This is power turned inward before it is turned outward. The psalm begins by joining two things we often pull apart, Hesed and Mishpat, steadfast love and justice. A ruler with justice but no love becomes cruel. Love with no justice becomes sentimental. God's own reign holds both together, so David must learn to sing both together. Notice too the literary movement, song, then house, then city. Worship is meant to shape the home, and the home is meant to shape the public world. The repeated I will gives the psalm the sound of a coronation oath. Yet in the middle of all those vows comes the most honest line in the chapter, "When will you come to me?" That question is the hinge of the whole psalm. David knows that moral resolve is not enough. He does not merely need better habits, he needs visitation. Reform without presence becomes performance. Calvin saw this clearly. The king begins not by cleansing the streets, but by seeking God in his own house. And house means more than a private residence. In the ancient world, the king's house was his court, his administration, his dynasty, the nerve center of the nation. There was no neat Western divide between personal life and public office. To walk with a blameless heart within my house is therefore political theology. The Hebrew word tamim means whole, sound, unblemished, the same word used for acceptable sacrifices. The king himself must become, in a sense, an offered life. Then comes the warfare of attention. He refuses to set any base thing before his eyes. Evil often enters the soul first as a spectacle before it becomes an action. What we allow before our eyes soon asks to dwell in our hearts. David speaks of slander, pride, deceit, and faithful companions because he knows that kingdoms are built not only by laws, but by the people a ruler permits near him. Morning by morning points to the gate court where justice was handled daily. Righteousness was meant to be a habit, not an occasional reaction. Every court has a liturgy, every house has a gatekeeper. Yet there is a holy sadness here. David did not finally keep this psalm. His own house later proved how difficult these vows are. Augustine therefore heard in Psalm 101 the voice of a greater king. Only Christ can sing this psalm without irony. He alone loves mercy and justice perfectly, and will finally cleanse the city so that nothing unclean enters it. But before he removes evil from the city, he is cut off outside the city for us. That is the gospel hidden in this severe psalm. The king makes room for sinners by bearing the judgment that would exclude them. So today, ask not only what you are doing, but what you are allowing to dwell with you. Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy 17:18-20, 2 Samuel 23:3-4, Matthew 5:8, Titus 1:7-9, Hebrews 13:12, Revelation 21:27. Hymn suggestion. May the mind of Christ, my Saviour. Prayer. Lord Jesus, true King, order my heart, my home, and my habits for your dwelling. Teach me to love mercy without abandoning justice, and to hate evil without losing tenderness. Guard my eyes, purify my speech, and make my life a fit place for your presence. Amen.